With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump goes prime time tonight delivering a White House address on the war with Iran.
In the words of Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, it will be an important update. Word of the speech came after the president suggested that U.S. forces could finish the military campaign against Iran in a couple of weeks, even as thousands more U.S. troops are heading to the Middle East.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston will anchor President Trump's address to the nation live tonight on many of these same stations. And Mr. Trump about to become the first U.S. president to actually attend arguments before the U.S. Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court tomorrow is going to hear arguments about your executive order trying to get rid of birthright citizenship.
And I'm going.
You're going to go to the Supreme Court
tomorrow? I think so. I do believe.
President Trump's official schedule indicates he will indeed attend Supreme Court oral arguments Wednesday over his executive order limiting birthright citizenship. A lower court struck down the restrictions, and the justices are to hear the president's appeal, prompting reporters to ask if he would
sit there and listen.
Because I have listened to this argument for so long.
The order declared children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The president has signed an executive order. It's tightening the rules for mail-in election ballots. NASA is shooting for the moon. The Artemis II mission will send four astronauts on a lunar fly-around. Liftoff from the Kennedy Space Center scheduled for this evening. Tiger Woods says he'll be stepping out of the limelight while he seeks treatment following his SUV crash recently in Florida. Stock futures pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. Dow futures are up 275 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 216. S&P futures 40 points higher. This is SRN News. Some National Hockey League teams are embracing gay pride.
The league officially supports the LGBT agenda, but it leaves participation up to the individual squads. Some of them don't hold a Pride Night event, while others go all in. Amongst the all-in group are the Nashville Predators, who recently celebrated by letting a group of drag queens sing the national anthem and change their logo to the gay pride flag. The Florida Panthers are holding their Pride Night during Holy Week. Michael Harrington reporting.
Spain's Catholic bishops and the Spanish government have taken another step toward compensating victims of sexual abuse by priests who have died or whose possible crimes are too old to be prosecuted. The two sides signed paperwork Monday, allowing the country's ombudsman to have the final say in the church's compensation of such victims. The agreement, which envisions a one-year window for claims, marks a rare concession by the Catholic Church hierarchy. This is SRN News. As per the Secretary of War, they're off the hook.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the Army pilots who hovered their helicopters near Kid Rock's Tennessee home during a training run while Kid Rock clapped and saluted have had their suspensions lifted. Hegseth posted on social media, "No punishment, no investigation, carry on, patriots." A U.S. Army spokesman had said earlier that the crews of the two helicopters from the 101st Combat Aviation Brigade at Fort Campbell were suspended from flying pending an investigation into their actions. I'm Donna Warder.
Tech pioneer Apple is marking a golden anniversary. It was back in 1976 that Apple Computer was founded by Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne. Again on Wall Street this hour, stock futures in positive territory. The Nasdaq futures up 226. More details, SRNNews.com.